Joe Thomas.
Hey, it's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Just looking for the young man.
Okay, just a minute.
Nothing. You tell me what's going on there.
Oh, Dave's dog's walking around drooling all over me.
It's a good dog right there.
Well, Blake was in here earlier, and he brought his dog in with him. And Luna's a lot smaller, so, and fluffier. Oh, yeah. He smells her something fierce.
He's hysterical.
So, Luna was literally in my lap and leaning up against my chest and over my shoulders and all up over me. So I smell like Blake's dog. So Winston is just sniffing all over the place.
Probably pissed off. That's my human. What's up with this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Typical.
Blake's dog's cute as fuck, though.
Oh, is he? What kind of puppy?
It's... What kind of dogs is Blake? A something doodle? Burmese.
Golden doodle?
No, it's a Burmese mountain dog or something in a doodle mix. Burma doodle or something.
Burma doodle. I'm wrong. Nice.
It's probably 40 pounds. And it's super nice.
They're normally herding dogs, so they would be.
Yeah.
Probably loves kids, too.
Yeah, it's super nice. Like, it loves people, and it's pretty gentle, even though it's, I want to say it's only like 4 or 5 months old.
That means it's going to be gentle going forward, too. That's good.
Yeah, still chases the cat around the house.
I mean, if you think about it, a pit bull that isn't trained to be nasty is a family dog. They love pit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're super nice, too, as long as they're raised like that.
And they'll watch over your kids like it's their own.
I've met many of pit bulls that were overly friendly.
Yeah.
And then depending on how they're raised, some of them are not.
Well, the neighbor's kid adopted one that was a bait dog when he was at Atlanta PD.
Maybe me.
And he's great with him and his wife. Brings him mom and dad, he tries to eat my puppy, and will lay on the ground and let my daughter do anything to him. But he wants to eat my dog. So, he went after the neighbor's cousin. I'm like, man. So, they take him back home.
All right.
All right, so I got the original emerald that we were looking for you, the 3-carat JVS2 for $27,000. I was under the impression you didn't need it before I give it up. I wanted to make sure.
No, you're good, man. I got that other one. He came in here yesterday and looked at him, and he's going to go with the 5-lab.
Okay, good.
So he liked how the other one looked, but when you hold a 5 up beside a 3.
Oh, it's a huge difference.
Oh, big time. And, you know, the color and clarity really, I don't think it was a deal breaker. I think it was the fact that he's like, you know, 70-some years old or almost 80 years old, and he's like, listen, Willing will be here for another 10 years probably. And then I don't care because I'm not going to be here anymore.
I don't care.
Yeah. So he's like, just let the kids deal with it. And it's on them to figure it out. Said, I don't see the point in us spending big money on jewelry that we're not going to be able to wear for a long period of time because we're only going to be alive for a short period of time.
A buddy from the gun shop, his now wife, when I went to talk to him, I was like, there's no reason to spend $20,000. I think I knew that day she's going to work out for him. She's just incredible. So.
Well, he couldn't have just been easy. And it's, you know, when he first came in originally, that's what he said he wanted to do. Oh, I just want to put it in a real simple mounting, so that way the piece is the focal point. And then we went from a real simple mounting to, it's not simple anymore. So that's kind of a pain in the ass. I was hoping I could just order a mounting out of the book and get it in here, set one stone, be done with it. And I told him, you know, I think I told him $7,500. This is good for me.
Yeah, you make good amount of money there. Good deal.
Well, then I told him that the mounting is probably going to cost him $1,000 or a little bit less. So.
I had to be pretty happy.
Yeah, well, he wanted to hang it horizontally. Instead of vertically.
Huh.
Almost everything you find is vertical.
Right.
So that was a challenge right off the bat. And then the measurements
giant.
Of the stone are different.
Right.
So, like, if you look in a book, when you find emerald cuts, it's like 10 by 12.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like 8 by 6. And then when you get to the bigger ones, the measurements that I got for that 5 carat were not right. It's like 12 by 8. Like, well, fucking ain't going to fit in those. So the standard mounting size and shape for an emerald cut doesn't come out with the right ratio.
It's almost like a radian.
Kind of. Yeah, so I had to make my own mounting for it. And I couldn't keep my mouth shut, make it easier on myself instead of doing that. I'm making it a cooler, but not easy for myself anymore.
Right.
You know, I was like, you know, I don't really want to make mount it and have it be a fixed bail to it. Because then you're not going to get any movement out of it. It's going to be on an Omega, so it's only going to move so much to begin with. And then if you make it stagnant with the bail, then it's not going to move much either. It would be cool if you could have something that was, you know, have a ring on one side and pin it on the other, so that way you get some movement out of it, which will make it that much more sparkly and it'll make it that much cooler.
No, are you going to end up mounting it sideways or no?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a unique look. I mean, it'll be almost be cool to put trillions on the side, but don't tell him that.
Well, he's got a trillion. He got a pair of 1 carat trillion earrings.
Oh, shit.
And she don't ever wear them because she don't want to lose one of them.
If they were 7-8 millimeters, if they were 7-8 millimeters, that'd be perfect for sides, man. Holy crap.
Well, he's talking about adding one to the bottom of it.
It'd be different.
So that might end up being something that I change and add something else to it later on.
All right.
And so then I had to open my mouth again. I was like, so what do you want me to do on the bale? Do you want something plain and simple, or do you want something with some style, or do you want something with some stones in it? And he was like, well, I've kind of seen a few of them now. They're adding stones in them. I'm like, okay. I said, so what do you want to add in there? So, you know, I mean, you don't want to do too much because then it'll be distracting. He was like, no, but I'd like to put some stones in there. And I was like, well, since things emerald cut, what do you think about some straight baguettes? Oh,
trying to get away easy.
God damn it.
Open mouth insert, more work, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So now I got to figure out a way to pin it and then channel set some straight baguettes and then make it all fit and be straight and going to be a giant pain in the ass. But he also wants to he helps with this group, and they do, like, local access TV shows.
Okay.
So he wants to take a video of me casting it and talk about my process, and then have me be part of one of his TV shows that they air around here.
That'd be very cool. I got a guy, you can look him up. John Pierre Medawar. He goes by JP the Jeweler. He's all over YouTube.
Yeah.
And he's high-end. He's in Medawar Jewelers in Michigan. And he does these videos, and he'll get hits, and people come in looking for him. I told you, the guy in California that ran IDD before they went under in the mid-80s does a class, and he brings people in while he's cutting rough diamonds.
Right.
And it always gets some sales because you just cut that for whoever. You know, it was cut for you. It wasn't even, oh, I went and bought it. No, it was cut from rough.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about with my process that I do. And take some pictures of it, and he's going to come in and kind of interview me to a certain degree and then look at samples that I have for what I'm doing and watch me cast it, and then I'll send him a picture of the final product when I'm all said and done with it. And then everybody that watches it will get an idea of the process and how unique it is and what.
Dude, you ought to have a bullet ring there to show as well. Now look at what I did with this from the 21 Gun Salute. The only people, so Saturday was my nephew's wedding, my godson's wedding. A, my wife, she showed her ring off to anybody that would look at it. I got a deal coming out of that, too. And B, I had two people walk right over and pull my cross out of my shirt. And they were like, where did you get that? Well, I had that custom made. Well, what's that from? I'm like, that's from my dad's 21 Gun Salute. And you've got my cousin Ron, who has my dad's ring, the ring you made him.
Yeah.
That wasn't, you know, it wasn't a 21 Gun Salute ring, but it was, we made it one of the first ones. He's wearing it because it's a little too big for him. He's wearing it, or too small for him. He's wearing it on a giant silver chain I had given him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, check this out. So it was kind of funny. It was unique. Pulls it right out of his shirt. You know, he had a three-piece suit on. He unbuttoned his shirt to show it to him. I thought it was kind of cool. That stuff, anything that's custom designed and it's not thousands of dollars to do, people are crazy.
People like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome that he's going to do that for you. A little PBS show. Throw that up on YouTube. What you ought to do is start recording when you're doing that stuff and just put random YouTube videos on. All you need is an old cell phone that still records videos on a tripod.
Right.
Or even on a GoPro on your chest.
Are you catching me with a GoPro on top of my visor?
You're hysterical. Well, they make visors with cameras in them now anyways, so.
Yeah. Magnifiers with cameras in them, huh?
Yeah.
That way you can record what you're working on.
I got glasses that have speakers in them. They're freaking Bluetooth sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I know they've
had a pair of those till my kid ruined them.
Yeah.
That's what she does. Takes things that don't belong to her and then ruins them.
The youngest one?
Yes.
It's a jealousy thing.
No, half the time it's mine.
It's a jealousy thing.
A pain in the ass thing is what it is.
Well, you know, spend a little bit more time with her. Sarcasm, Luke. That was sarcastic.
Hey, do you ever watch Saturday Night Live?
9 years. They got too political and kind of just slimy.
Dude, last weekend, you know who Nate Bargatze is?
Yeah.
He was the host. And the skits and stuff that he did were fucking hilarious.
What were they about?
He had a golf once that he did because he likes golf, and he did some colonial things. He was George Washington.
And,
oh boy,
dude, look him up. I'm telling
I'll
you.
Have to look it up.
I've been laughing at him for a week now.
I mean, I go back to the 80s casts and the crazy. There's a movie about the first Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It just came out. I guess it's supposed to be real funny and serious.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
But like the Ninja Deli and freaking.
Look him up. Put it on YouTube and look up Nate Bargatze SNL. And the skits that they'll come up are. They're fucking hilarious, dude.
I'll have to check it out.
He's got one on here. He says, as free men, we will enjoy the rights that all free men should have. He said, we will have spellings for words. He said, we have names for numbers. Like, 12 shall be a dozen. And then the guys are like, well, how much... For six, there's no word for that. He'll be like, and we will enjoy the liberties to spell the name Jeff two ways. And then and the guys around him were like, well, what are the two ways? And he's like, the normal short way with a J, and then the stupid way with a G.
Jeff. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Oh, dude, they're funny as shit. The golf one's funny as shit. Like, there's a clip on there with him as a he's a paramedic, and somebody died, and they, they're at the water park. That shit's funny as hell. So there's, like, no political... humor in any of his skits.
It's just funny shit.
They're just stupid and funny.
No. And I, you know, Dana Carvey playing different presidents was always hysterical. But it just got real ugly over the last 10 years and it changed a lot, so.
Yeah. Well.
Dan, I don't stay up that late anymore.
This doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with. Him being funny.
I'll have to look it up, man. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. So go eat you a couple gummies tonight, sitting in the recliner.
Dude,
put this shit on your phone. You'll be like, this dude's fucking ate up.
Do you know how many places I've looked for sugar-free gummies?
Oh, man. That's probably not even a thing, is it?
It is, but they're freaking expensive.
Oh, they got to see the gluten-free shit.
Well, and my wife's like, give me some time. Let's get past marching band season in 2 weeks.
I'll figure out how to make them myself.
So, Daniel that used to work here used to make them sugar-free.
Yeah.
He also went to a course at University of Rochester on how to grow mushrooms. So.
Yeah.
And this is after 25 years in the service being decorated. Never forget my boss, Veterans Day. So what was your job in the service? You know, you got plates, retiree plates, blah, 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 blah. It was all transportation. What? But you've been to Guantanamo, you've been to Gitmo, you've been to Iraq, you've been to Iran. Because, yeah, I drove a bus. What he failed to mention, which I got out of him later, is, yeah, they drove a bus out into the middle of nowhere. Pulled everybody off. Killed him and left him in the sand. I'm like, okay. He was special ops. He was a bad dude. 5'5", 130, and probably, I don't know, one of the young kids here thought he was a tough guy. You know, 6'2", 220. I'm going to kick your ass in the parking lot. I'm like, do it. Do it. Do it. I want to see him freaking ruin you. And here he is at home making freaking gummies and growing mushrooms. Yeah. Well, he was like a vegan as well.
Yeah, so he's gluten-free, allergen-free.
Oh, he's crazy. Good guy. He really, you know, interesting guy. Our credit manager called him Droopy because he was always kind of blah. And I'm like, he's heavily medicated. Look at that fucking dude. It's either that or you're going to be picking him off the ceiling or he's going to be on the roof with a sniper gun. So leave him alone.
Be friends with him so he doesn't put you in the crosshairs.
All I could think of is the stupid freaking, what was the Adam Sandler movie where he's got to go back and start school all over again?
Billy Madison.
Yeah. Where, what's his name? He calls me, he apologizes, he's putting the lipstick on.
Steve Buscemi.
Right, and
off
then
the list.
At the end, the guy's trying, his business competitor tries to kill him and he shoots him in the ass. And I'm glad I made that call. God save us. I love Steve Buscemi. That poor guy.
Yeah. He's had a long, funny-ass career.
Freaking New York City fireman before he was an actor. 9/11, he went back to his old unit, put on his shit, and went out with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
For a funny guy, he's done some serious shit. Lost his wife at like 40 of 20 years, love of his life, and just never got over it. That's why he does the silly things he does.
Yeah, and he went to blow up an asteroid, too.
Yeah.
With Bruce Willis.
I remember the film. Freaking awesome. I'm dying anyways. I thought it was a big black guy. They're doing a drug test. We found horse tranquilizers in his blood test. Well, is it illegal? No? Then hire him.
Oh, my God. Fuck, he had the Daredevil this morning.
You know, I never saw it.
It's all right.
I saw Daredevil when he was in She-Hulk, and I watched a couple episodes of his. It didn't look too bad. So you were watching one with Ben Affleck, right?
Yeah. And it, like I said, it's okay.
Him being in She-Hulk was pretty, he was pretty funny. It was pretty on point. He was supposed to renew it, and then they didn't renew She-Hulk because it was too feminist.
I guess I just don't much care for the superhero that he is.
Yeah, I think, like I said, if you watch She-Hulk, he's got more of a, I don't know, shtick, we'll say.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. I guess you go one way or the other. And, like, I don't feel like I like his superpower.
I'm with you.
But, like, you know, it's not any more ridiculous than Deadpool. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, or like Wolverine. Like, there's no chance in hell that any of that's ever going to happen.
Well,
so they're just made up superpowers. So, like, I don't know.
With Deadpool, they kept it more comedic than trying to be serious or a serious superpower.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely the way to go. I mean, it's almost at $1 billion. So ridiculous.
Well, some of that's just Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And his personality.
Breaking the fourth wall and the character. I don't think anybody could ever play that character again.
Probably not.
I mean, people say the first Batman, Michael Keaton, was the best, and I agree with that. But at the same time, they brought in other people that did it differently, that made it entertaining, but not, I don't know, the first two movies for me stand out with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I liked when Affleck came in and did it.
Yeah, it was different, you know, and a little bit more serious. The ones with what's-his-name weren't, I didn't like that.
For the second dude.
No, Val Kilmer was okay, and Clooney wasn't. I didn't think Clooney was great. The more recent ones, Christian Bale ones, I don't know. I guess I like the stories. But
Adam West.
Yeah, right? They thought they had something there, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And I said, I think Kilmer was better than Clooney.
Yeah, and I think Affleck's better than both of them.
He was good in the role.
The rest of the concepts behind Batman and when he was in them, like the Justice League.
Right. No, I know. And he was dark and brooding and...
Batman versus Superman.
Whooped his ass.
Yeah. What's your superpower? I'm rich.
Dude, it's too bad the Flash kid screwed up so bad, because I thought that
He was funny.
Too. Yeah, he was funny, all right. It turns out he's really funny.
Well, his character was funny.
Dude.
I like this character.
Yeah, definitely. Goofy, weird, kind of cool.
Awkward.
Uh-huh. And you got Michael Keaton played Batman in that one.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
All right, man. I'll let you get back at it. I just wanted, before I took this off, I wanted to be positive.
Yeah, you're good. Thing.
Somebody already grabbed it, so I guess that's good.
Good job.
All right, I will catch up with you.
All right, man.
All right, I'll talk to you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.